Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
If you have ever agonised about the etiquette of leaving a WhatsApp group or felt awkward that people can lurk in your account and check whether you're online or not, then worry no longer. The messaging app has just unveiled three new privacy features, and Ciara O'Brien, technology writer with the Irish Times, is on the line to talk us through them. Ciara, the first will be a huge consequence to those who have ever made the mistake of leaving the group unwittingly.
Yes, the WhatsApp group exit is something that I suppose people have agonised over, and it's very obvious when you do leave, so you have to time it just right, because if you time it wrong, it looks like a flounce. I mean, sometimes people just leave because they're trying to hide a group and they accidentally leave instead of archiving it, but even in my own family now, this has caused consternation where somebody leaves a group and you automatically think, what have I done? Did I say something? Was it me? But no, now you'll be able to do it quietly. And I'm sure that would be of great relief to people who just want to get out of WhatsApp groups without looking like they're trying to make a statement.
Explain the archive function before we go on to what this the consequences of this new move, this new measure.
Well, the archiving of groups, is if you have an old WhatsApp group, because we've all these groups. I mean, looking at my own account even, it's an absolute mess. Like, I have groups for baby showers and hen parties, and if you delete them, you automatically leave the group, and then all of a sudden it pops it back to the top of everybody who's still in that group's message box, because it's a new thing. And if you archive it, though, it just kind of quietly shovels it off to some unused corner of your account, and if anybody else posts in that group, you don't see it unless you go looking in your archived groups. So it's kind of it's a double-edged sword there. If it's something you definitely don't want to have any contact with anymore, you can archive it and forget about it. But if it's a chat that you just want to kind of remove from your screen because, you know, maybe it's not something that you're taking part in regularly, but you don't want to miss any messages either. You know, if it's somebody you're going to be talking to again at some point, as I discovered when I was trying to figure out why I wasn't getting messages from people, it was because I'd archived the chat.
Well, it can also be very useful where you don't want to receive notifications all the time. I've two kids on two different GAA teams, and the coaches need to find out how many people are going to be available for training. So they ask each of the parents to send a thumbs up for Monday's training, Tuesday's training, Thursday's training, and Friday's training. So that can be, you know, anywhere up to 90 thumbs up that you're getting notifications for, unless you send these things off to archive. So it is, well, a useful way of muting all of that unnecessary traffic.
I was going to say that's where the mute is your friend, because if you still need to get those messages, basically you put it into archive, it's not going to be on your home screen anymore. You'll have to go into archive to check it regularly. You'll have to remember to do that. If you mute notifications for that group for a set amount of time, like for a week or a month or whatever, then you'll still see the messages pop up, as in, you know, when you go into your WhatsApp thing, but they won't pop up on your notifications. So you'll kind of be spared the million and one thumbs up, or somebody saying, I didn't get that message, can you repeat it? Or, you know, all of these things that happen in parents and sports WhatsApp groups that we'd rather really not see.
And there is no message that pops up saying Ciara has muted the group.
No, there is not. Well, God, I hope not, because, well, I've never seen one, put it that way, because I have a lot of groups on mute, just because I wouldn't be able to get through my day otherwise, because there is just so many of them now. But this ability now to quietly leave a group will be invaluable to people, because it means you can quietly exit. It's like exiting out the back door, you know, at a party where you don't really want to spend 4 hours saying goodbye to people and, you know, finally get home 5 hours after you decided you were leaving. So you'll just quietly slip out the back door. The only people who will know are the admins. So if you don't want to offend the admins of the group, I'm sorry, this probably won't be the tool for you. But at least everybody else won't know that you've left.
Okay, let's move on to the next thing that they've introduced. And that is, you are going to be able to choose who you want to see when you are online. This is the little message that pops up under your name as to say when you were last seen online, or if you're online now.
If you're online now, yes. So at the moment, you have a choice of either turning it on or turning it off. And there's kind of no in-between measure there. And, you know, that works for some people, but others would like the ability to show maybe their family that they're online, but work people, you know, let's not, you know, give away my online status, because, you know, it's something that's deeply kind of personal to some people. They don't like people knowing their movements. And if that's the case, well, then this tool will help with that.
You don't want your mother seeing that you were last awake at 3:45 a.m. and you still haven't responded to her text.
Yeah, or if you have that friend who's always on WhatsApp. And, you know, I have none of these friends, obviously, because all my friends are very busy people. But and I'm not trying to offend anybody when I say this. So this is
You're trying way too hard.
This is in no way any reference to anybody that I know before I get a million and one WhatsApp messages that I will not be ignoring, I swear. But you have, everybody has that kind of one person. When they see they're online, they send them a message and expect an immediate response. Well, now, you know, you can kind of quietly hide your online status from that particular person.
Though they might know that they have been hidden from.
Well, you know, they might cop it eventually. It's like all these tools. I mean, if you don't see somebody's online status ever, you know that you've been hidden. But it could be a kind of an app-wide thing that, like, my own sister does it. You know, her online status is never visible. So, and that's fine. That's the way she wants to have it. So you can't see when she was last online. That's her business.
The third new update, and I have to say these have not been rolled out as yet, have they? But the third new update is going to be something that will allow you to block me from taking screenshots of your messages.
Yes, well, it's particularly to do with these view once messages. So last August, WhatsApp introduced these messages that you can set to play once, whether it's a picture or whatever. So you send it on to people, they can play it once, but then after that, it disappears from the chat. And it's, you know, it plays into the ongoing kind of quest, I suppose, for privacy. So people don't want things automatically saved to camera rolls. They don't want people being able to post screenshots of every message that you've sent, and they don't want people to be able to repost photographs. And maybe it's a private thing, or maybe this is just how you want to live your life. But so what they will do now is, up until now, basically you could screenshot things, and this is the problem with a lot of the platforms. You know, it's all very well introducing disappearing messages, but screenshots exist, and screenshots make their way onto the internet. Now, on stuff like Snapchat, you'll get a notification if somebody has screenshot your message, so you'll know, but there's very little that you can do about it. Facebook or Meta and WhatsApp are now saying that they will introduce this block on screenshots. Now, this is something that's being tested at the moment. The other two features that we just discussed are being rolled out this month, but this one doesn't have a date on it yet. They just said it will be available soon.
And will it target everybody? Will I be able to be specific about who I want to stop from screenshotting my messages, or will it just be nobody anywhere is going to be able to do this?
They haven't given that much detail, but I would say if you want something to be played only once, block screenshots as a rule. Doesn't matter who they are, because if you're sending something that's a view once message, it's obviously something that you want to keep private. If you want to keep it private, block screenshots as a rule, because there's no point in sending a view once message that somebody can screenshot and forward on.
You know, I'm struggling with why, if you would want to keep something private, you would be putting it into a WhatsApp group or message. Anyway, you know that old dictum about, unless you are happy seeing it on a billboard on your commute on the way home, don't put this in written form, any kind of WhatsApp message or any other platform anywhere.
I think that's a good rule to live by, but it's one that very few people actually stick to. I mean, even myself, I put some stuff in WhatsApp messages because I need to send a photograph of something that doesn't necessarily needs to be in the public domain. It's not something that would be screenshot and posted anyway, but, you know, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it could be like bank details, anything like that. And WhatsApp tends to be seen, I suppose, as a bit more private because it's end-to-end encrypted, so people can't kind of jump in the middle of messages. And people send an awful lot of things across these instant messaging apps that they might not necessarily send in a text message. But, you know, this is just, if you are going to do that, this is another way of just retaining a little bit more control. But yeah, no, I do agree. Like, if it's not something you'd want to see on a billboard for your mother and your granny and your Auntie Mary to kind of laugh and point at, well, you know, don't put it down in writing. But that's great in theory, but in practice, we all put things in writing that we shouldn't.
Ciara O'Brien, thank you very much. Coming up after the break, Fionn Davenport takes us to all of the TV and film location houses that you can rent.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.